You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. You know, we were talking earlier this month, I believe it was, with Ward Miller from Preservation Chicago about areas of the city that were at risk. And one of the areas that the group put on its list this year were Chicago's Catholic churches. Well, there's another group concerned about that, and they're trying to save them. One of the leaders, Brody Hale, joins us now on a phone line. Brody, welcome to WGN.
Good afternoon, Steve. Thank you very much for the time. It's a pleasure to be with you.
The name of the group is Saving Our Catholic Churches, the God Squad. Tell me about it.
What Saving Our Catholic Churches of Chicago basically is attempting to do is a multi-pronged effort. We are, first of all, attempting to raise the level of awareness among Catholics in Chicagoland of what is going on here within the Archdiocese of Chicago's Renew My Church process. As we see it, that is the process that they have undertaken to consolidate parishes and close churches permanently. And one of the things that troubles us greatly is the fact that parishes that are vibrant, no debt, many parishioners are being targeted as part of this process. Another thing that troubles us is that in spite of the requirements of the Code of Canon Law, which is the administrative code that governs the Catholic Church, requiring that before churches are sold on the open market, they be first offered to other Catholics who would wish to care for them, even, you know, for occasional mass or limited use. That's not being observed based on our experience with the Archdiocese.
Let's take the first one first. So you're talking about the parishes being targeted.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming you mean that they are closing parishes where there's dwindling parishioners and the revenues can't sustain the church, and then marrying them with the more profitable churches or more successful churches?
Correct.
Right.
Well, no, what I'm saying is I'm going to reverse that. Churches that are quite well endowed and have considerable numbers of parishioners are being merged into parishes which carry considerable debt loads and may not be doing as well.
Okay.
And the only thing we can assume, and I have documentation, it's on the Archdiocese's own website to illustrate this, and the only assumption that we can make is that some of this is an attempt, based on how canon law works, to write down debt that has been accrued by some of these parishes by merging them with parishes that carry additional, you know, cash, liquid assets, etc. It would take me a while to get into how all this works, but based on the way this works within the church, that is what we see happening. A great example of this would be St. Tecla on the northwest side of Chicago. There's been a good amount written about their situation, being merged into a couple of other parishes. St. Tecla, by no measure, was a failing parish. So no, we're talking about parishes that are actually what we would hope the Archdiocese would wish all parishes to be like, that are being targeted for elimination.
What would you have the Archdiocese do with the failing parishes?
With the failing parishes?
Yeah.
What I would have them do is first of all, holistically look at why they're failing. Are these neighborhoods of the city that, based on privations that are sort of beyond, many of our controls right now, are in serious need of subsidization? If so, okay, which parishes need to be supported? If not, that brings me to my second issue. If a parish can't be maintained, what do we then do with its church? And that is the second.
And your argument, or you say that canon law would require the Archdiocese to sell it to the parishioners or sell it to an interested party before putting it on the open market, and they're not doing that.
What we're saying is that canon law requires, it's actually, as further illustrated through a document the Vatican released in 2013, that before a church is sold or alienated, meaning given, whether money is exchanged or not, for any purpose other than use as a place of even occasional Catholic worship, it must first be offered to any group of Catholics, religious order or laity, that would wish to utilize it for that purpose, even if it would be Mass a few times a year and the rest of the time it would be a space for private prayer.
And Brody, sold at market value, or how? What kind of exchange is that then?
That would be, churches are not supposed to be, sold at market value. I mean, I'm not talking about the ancillary buildings. These sales could be broken up. It would be a case-by-case thing, but there are multiple examples, of churches, being transferred, even within the city of Chicago, for a very nominal sum in prior to the present situation, to Catholic groups that would wish to take care of them. I would use the property of Immaculate Conception in Bridgeport, which was given by Cardinal Bernardine to a group of Benedictine monks who are now living there for a dollar.
And do you have then groups lined? I think there are 25 churches that you're trying to save. Do you have groups that want to take over those 25 church buildings?
In some of those cases, we do right now. There are, for St. Adalbert's, of course, as was mentioned earlier today, there is one. My organization, the St. Stephen Proto-Martyr Project, attempted in the fall of 2019 to take over immediately. We were prepared to take over responsibility, whether we got the deed or not, for St. Anthony of Padua in Bridgeport, where the press conference was held earlier today by Save Our Chicago Churches. And after being told this was a great idea, blah, blah, we were never spoken to again, and the church was put up for sale. Or let me say this, a brochure was prepared to put the church up for sale, and an appeal against its closure was filed. So, personally, I have experience of being, given the short end of the stick on this.
Brody, we've got less than a minute, so I want to get, so you're talking canon law, sure. You're not talking civil law, so you
Correct.
Are taking issue, with the Chicago Archdiocese at the Vatican. In less mm-hmm. than a minute, can you explain for me how that works and what you expect to happen?
Parishioners have the right to challenge the closure of their parish or church through what's known as a petition for hierarchical recourse. We assist parishioners in preparing those who, after understanding what their rights are, if they decide to go that route, we assist them. These cases will be reviewed by various tribunals, and rulings will be made within 1 to 2 years in each case.
And until that time, these churches will remain vacant. If
they are not supposed to be, if canon law is followed, they are not supposed to be sold during the pendency of these appeals.
Brody Hale from the group Saving Our Catholic Churches. Brody, I appreciate you explaining it for us. Thank you.
Thank you for the time, Steve. Be
absolutely.
Well,
you. You too. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. They've been doctoring the vaccines in Decatur. Not quite, a little bit. We'll talk about that coming up. First, here's Mary.